Thank you for calling customer support. This is Shay speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, I just called my credit union, and they said that you guys took out $91 or $92 out of my account. And I don't have a clue why.
To better assist you, can I have your zip code so I can try to pull up your account or see if you have an account with us?
48458.
I'm sorry, you said 48?
458.
Okay, your first and last name?
Kathy Taylor.
Okay, hold on for me one moment. Hey, yes, ma'am. What'd you say that first and last? Kathy Taylor?
Yes.
Can you verify that shipping address for me, ma'am?
1063 East Elsner, Mount Morris, Michigan, 48458.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Are you calling in today about that NutriSlim Keto that you have?
I don't know anything about that.
It's a product you ordered back on April the 7th. You paid $6.70 and $7.45 at the time.
No, I don't know. I don't have no keto stuff like that.
So you're saying you did not make this order, ma'am?
Pardon me?
Are you saying you did not make this purchase of this item?
No, I did not.
Could anyone in your house have made this purchase without your knowledge?
No, it's just me and my husband.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Well, since you're saying you did not make this purchase, I want to let you know that you're saying that it is fraud. I will have to get my fraud department on the line so they can better assist you. But just hold on for me for one moment while I get his account canceled out, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Thank you for holding that line for me.
Yeah.
I'm about to get you transferred over now to my fraud department. Thank you for calling customer support, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you, you too.